Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettillo along with Charlie Long. I want to tell everybody at 520, Mark Schlaer, former NFL player, now on the NFL on Fox covering games, will be on with us to break down last week's affairs and then this week's games coming up this weekend. Also get his thoughts on just how good a team he thinks the Buffalo Bills are. We've seen them, and they look just absolutely awesome. And again, you got Superman back there. When you need something that's really hard, man, Josh Allen can clear that up for you. And then at 5:40, Rene Nato, who covered the Pelicans this morning when they did their interviews with players. We'll have him on talking about as the man, before you know it, Charlie, the NBA season is going to be cranked up and real soon. So we'll talk about that. Charlie, I think though all eyes this weekend, certainly from Louisiana, is going to be LSU, Ole Miss. It's the first time. You got to go back to 1959, Halloween weekend, the Halloween night run, Billy Cannon, that the last time these two teams were undefeated and untied and played one another. Man, those were some really good LSU and Ole Miss teams back in those late 50s and into the 60s. Man, they had some colossal games. And not that I watched them because I wasn't born yet, but hearing my dad and uncles and all talk about those particular games is interesting this year because of the fact Ole Miss lost so much early to the NFL draft. You wondered how quickly that, you know, Lane could retool that team because – they had a record 5 Ole Miss players selected in the first 3 rounds of the draft. And a lot of that was on the defensive side of the football. When you're talking about Walter Nolan, Trey Amos, the cornerback, Prince Umanalan, was a 3rd-round pick. And then certainly a little bit later on, J.J. Fagese, Jarrett Ivey did not get selected, but he was an undrafted free agent signee. They lost all 4 defensive linemen. 3 of them got selected in the draft. That's a lot of loss up front. You wondered how they played defensively. And this is where they don't have, I think, the pass rush that we saw a year ago. When you're talking about a dude like Walter Nolan, he was more in the backfield in that LSU game than Garrett Nussmeier every play. And all the LSU offensive linemen talked about, man, he was almost unblockable. Every play, we had to put 2 guys on him or chip him. He was that dominant. Human Milan certainly gave him some edge pressure. Jarrett Ivey was a good, solid player as a collegiate. And J.J. Fagese, he played all over the board. J.J. came to one of our camps and he told me he was going to play tight end. That's when he was at Auburn. He said, I'm going to play tight end there. And he was about 300 pounds then. And I'm like, man, you're a big dude. The next thing you know, he's playing running back in certain situations. But that's going to be the area. Can Ole Miss affect Garrett Nussmeier throwing the football. Because, man, those receivers for LSU, that's the strength of their team. All those wideouts and the tight end with Bauer Sharp, and you get Tre'Davious Green back into the mix now, coming back from the injury. If you don't get any pressure on Nussmeier and you just let him sit in that pocket and throw the football, that's not a good situation for Ole Miss. And the other part is, I think all of us in the offseason, we talked about Austin Simmons, the left-hander, 19 years old, graduated, has a degree from Ole Miss. He had been handed the baton after Jackson Dart left. Then he gets hurt, and all of a sudden, you know, you get somebody else, Trinidad Chambliss, who transferred in from Ferris State, where he was an outstanding quarterback there. He's not ideal size, and like I said, he's got, I would say, average to above-average arm strength. But his moxie, his smarts out on the field, he's accurate, he's tough, and he'll take off running with the football if you let him. This is the game, Harold Perkins, hey, you see wherever Chambliss goes, you follow him. Because I do expect that it'll be Chambliss that'll be the starter. Lane Kiffin kind of baited things a little bit. He was like, oh, there's no quarterback controversy. If Austin Simmons is healthy, he's going to be our starter. But he used the term if. He didn't say he was. So you got to read into Lane a little bit. Sometimes he's like most coaches. They don't quite tell you all the truth with it. And also, one other thing with Lane, everybody talks about his passing, but he loves to run the football.
Yep.
That is something that, just like Josh Heupel, everybody talks about the passing game with him. Who was the SEC Offensive Player of the Year last year? Dylan Sampson, the running back from Tennessee, who's from Louisiana. So they love to run the football. Kawan Lacy's the guy. I think he's got about 360 yards rushing, averaging 4.5 yards a rush. He scored 7 touchdowns. So you know when they get in that red zone, they're going to look at Lacy to run the football in that spot. It's an interesting game just because I always think the contrast makes the fight on here. This high-powered Ole Miss offense with the speed, and we saw it against Tulane, how they were able to get vertical with them and run the ball, and Chambliss can run it also, but they can also hit the big play in the passing game, going up against a defense that has really played well in the most improved area in the secondary for LSU.
So a couple notes here, Mike, and we'll get to, you know, Mark Schlereth here in just a second, but Lane Kiffin talked about the whole idea of going against Blake Baker's defense and how they went out and improved the secondary with those 3 key additions out of the portal. And that's going to be a real challenge for him. But just like you mentioned, Ole Miss loves to run the football. And you saw that on full display against Tulane. Obviously, Ole Miss gets out to an early lead.
Yep.
So they can kind of control the clock by running the ball. But 42 rushing attempts this past Saturday against Tulane, 241 yards. Yes, Tulane had some issues on the offensive line. I know Coach Summerall mentioned that they battled admirably without their left tackle. But on the defensive line, or going up against that Ole Miss offensive front, which Coach Kelly has already kind of highlighted as being a veteran unit, Ole Miss, if they get the ball going on the ground, Mike, they are very, very tough to stop, because then all of a sudden you have the balance as an offense, and Lane Kiffin can do whatever he wants as a play caller. So, you know, stopping the run, which LSU has been good at this year, is definitely going to be priority number one. And as you mentioned, have Harold Perkins just go sick in Trinidad Chambliss, and don't let him go for those 112 rushing yards that he had against Tulane.
Okay, just like in game one, because Klubnik's a guy, he likes to take off and run with it too. He was a guy that at one time, he was one read, I'm running it.
Right.
Now he's gotten better about what his reads, but I think, you know, you saw with LSU, they gave Klubnik so many different looks in game one with Harold Perkins. He was on the left side, right side, in the middle, with his standing up on the defensive line, with his hand in the dirt. They used a lot of different things to sort of confuse Klubnik where he was coming from. I expect the same thing this weekend when they play Ole Miss. And just Ole Miss's offense against LSU's defense, prime time watching. Too bad it ain't at night. It's at 2:30 in the afternoon. But you can catch that game right here live on the Big 870 WWL. Herb Tyler and I will start pregame at 10 o'clock at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road in Baton Rouge, and give you all the details. When we come back, we'll have on with us Mark Schlereff talking about the NFL, Saints, all across the board right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettillo along with Charlie Long. We're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
It's my pleasure, man. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Mark, you've been in some locker rooms with some losses, and seeing what happened with Seattle and the Saints from a player standpoint, to get yourself mentally ready. I know it's a job and everything else, but when you have a beatdown like what happened to the Saints in Seattle, how do you get your mind kind of recalibrated back to, hey, we got a lot of football left to play, and we got to straighten this out. Nobody's coming help us. Superman ain't here. We got to straighten this out ourselves.
Yeah, I think oftentimes, you know, you can look at yourself and you can play some tight games and you know, have a feeling of, hey man, we're close or whatever. Sometimes it's the absolute ass whipping that makes you kind of look really critical at your game. And you come to the realization at some point, and I've been on some teams that weren't great, that you're like, hey man, we can't make these type of mistakes, and you're never going to play a perfect game. But if you're going to err, you got to err on the side of, you know, 100 miles an hour downhill and try to, you know, try to just go out there and out physically dominate your opponent. And, you know, you still may end up losing games, but it's kind of almost one of those, hey, we're not where we need to be, but we may not win the game, but we're going to win some individual battles, and we're going to play a really physical style of football. So I think one of the things that I always looked at when we got trounced is, you know, as hard as that is, and it stinks, there's no question, can you really be honest with yourself and really be critical of your own game, not sugarcoat it, and then learn as much as you can and try to move on it and get better?
Mark, last year the Broncos, and you live in Denver, so you saw this. They had some special teams, especially early in the season, set some breakdowns across the board. And you saw what happened with the Saints. They give up a 95-yard punt return. They have a punt block. Groupie misses another field goal. And that's something to me. Come on. From a blocking standpoint, you got a left-footed punter, and you let the guy come off the left side, I mean, completely unblocked. And also staying in your lanes on a long punt return like that. If we were playing two-hand touch, Torrey Horton, he'd have still scored because nobody laid a glove on him the entire way.
Yeah, it's always tough. And last week, special teams were huge. I called the Washington Raiders game, and they opened up. Washington had a 60-some-odd-yard return to set them up in the high red zone, and they went on to score on that particular drive. And then later on, I think it was either third or fourth quarter, but in the second half, a 90-yard punt return for a touchdown. It was all over. Blocked field goals, you know, blocked punt, as you mentioned, long returns. It was littered all over the league last week. And, you know, again, these are situations where, you know, you don't practice. You guys don't tackle. You don't, like, there's just a lot of things that we don't do in the league right now. And those things rear their ugly head, especially early in the season. You know, talking to Dan Quinn, who's the head coach of the Washington Commanders, he said, listen, man, I understand there's going to be mistakes. September football, it breeds mistakes, and guys get out of position. He goes, the one thing that I can't overcome or that I cannot, you know, that I cannot be a part of is lack of effort. He goes, we're going to make our mistakes like everybody's going to make their mistakes, but if we make them downhill at 100 miles an hour, I'll live with those things. And I think that's just part of this kind of new brand of football that we're playing, where, which is crazy to me, because all this, hey, we don't hit and we don't practice and we don't do any of this stuff, and it's all about saving the player's health. Well, the league feels more injured to me than it's ever felt at any time. Way more injured than I felt like it was in my time. So, I mean, every time I look up, somebody tears an Achilles, somebody tears an ACL, somebody's hurt. We're missing quarterbacks the whole nine yards.
Insider Calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Saints playing Buffalo this week. Boy, that's a real good one. You're 16.5-point underdog. For me, I've watched the Bills. Their defense is nothing to really write home about. But, man, offensively, I see a lot of what Joe Brady did at LSU in using James Cook in the same way he used Clyde Edwards-Helaire as a runner, receiver. But when you got Superman playing quarterback, you can do a lot of different things. Your thoughts on the Bills this season?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously the quarterback is great. James Cook is great. And, you know, it's really interesting. They got rid of Diggs, and, you know, they went into a situation where last year where everybody's worried about, oh, we don't have a real number one receiver. Hey, man, if you're a real football team, you don't need a real number one receiver. You know, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Receivers are like children. They're dependent, like, you know, just like your children are dependent. And they whine and cry a lot if they're not fed. That doesn't intrigue me at all. So, like, when you're a balanced football team and you can run the ball and you've got a bunch of guys that will sacrifice and run routes for one another and catch the ball and play tough and get involved in the blocking game offensively, and you got a quarterback, man, you're going to win a lot of football games regardless if you don't have one of those, you know, one of those LSU receivers that seem to be littered throughout the league that are all number ones. I don't know what they're doing at LSU, but every guy that comes out of there seems to be a number one wide receiver, from obviously Justin Jefferson to Chase to oh God, who's the kid in Jacksonville?
Brian Thomas, Jr., Malik Nabers.
Yeah. Yeah, Malik Neighbors, every guy. I don't know what they're doing in at LSU, but they seem to get all the great receivers.
They got quite a few of them, put it to you that way. Crazy thing is, Keon Coleman, who grew up in Opelousas, Louisiana, he wanted to be an LSU Tiger by all means. They ran out of wide receiver scholarships that year. They were giving out because they had so much talent. And then Keon, you know, he was a good player at Michigan State, and then he goes to Florida State and kind of makes his mark there. He ends up being a real high second-round pick for the Buffalo Bills. Last question for you. You watched that. We talked about special teams play. But what Jordan Davis did for the Eagles, not only does he block the field goal, one-hopped it, took it, and that big 340-pound dude, ain't nobody catching him. Man, he was no rumbling, stumbling. He was just running, and that was nobody gaining on him. That's remarkable to see a big man move that way late in a game because that was the final play.
Yeah, amazing. Now, you know, one thing that I will tell you, and we always got nervous about long field goals because the team can return them, and it's nothing but offensive linemen out there. So it wasn't like there was a great pursuit. You had the holder and the kicker, and then you had a bunch of offensive linemen. So it wasn't like you were really going to chase anybody down because of the personnel groupings that are out there on PAT field goal. But that said, you're 100% right. Impressive. That dude is an impressive athlete. To be sure.
Listen, Mark, I know you got a birthday situation that you got to handle. Man, we appreciate you coming on this afternoon. Thanks so much for your time and efforts, brother. Appreciate it, always.
You got it, guys. Be good.
Thanks so much. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. When we come back, we'll have on with us Renee Nadeau from Crescent City Sports. He was at the Pelicans Media Day. Recap things that are going on, and boy, does Zion look really good. Man, just pray to the athletic gods he can stay healthy. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 right after this break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike DeTay along with Charlie Long
on our talk line. We have with us from Crescent City Sports, Renee Nadeau. Renee was covering the Pelicans today. And Renee, it's hard to believe, man. Basketball season's right around the corner. Man, we just started the NFL season, and we were about a quarter in on the college football season. But great to have you back on Sports Talk.
Always special to be with you guys, Mike. And you're right. You know, this is the time of year, of course, you guys know, when you got football, basketball, and baseball season's wrapping up, so you get all the sports, the main sports going on at one time, a lot of options.
Yeah, got a lot of TV watching and a lot of wives and girlfriends not real happy if they not sports fans about it. Renee, got to see Zion up in person today and has nothing to do with his play, and hopefully he can stay healthy. A lot of people don't like to hear me say this, but it's the truth. People don't want to admit that one person is better than somebody else. Oh, this next man up, and oh, he's as good as so-and-so. The season for 2025-2026 wraps around Zion Williamson. If he can stay healthy, this Pelicans team is different because of his talent. He's that good. Now, a lot of people don't like to hear that. Oh, he can't do this, he can't do this. You know what he can't do? He can't stay healthy. That's been an issue. Also, you know, some of it was his lack of maturity, I think, throughout the years. And we can't tell when somebody matures. But I think right now, taking a look at him like you saw today, that's the best I've ever seen him from an in-shape standpoint.
Well, you know, Mike, you hit on it exactly right. You know, the thing is, Zion Williamson, of course, everybody knows he signed that five-year, $197.2 million extension. But the thing is, Joe Dumars was available on Monday, and he spoke about accountability, and he mentioned the difference between talent and greatness of success. He also, he said he wants Zion to take on a responsibility role, which means you have to answer the tough questions when things don't go right. And the thing, as Zion said today, and it's something you just mentioned, Mike, but Zion kind of reshaped his body. He spent a lot of time with Daniel Bove, who is the director of performance and athletic development for the Pelicans. And he said that he reshaped his body. He recommitted himself. He did a lot of boxing. He did a lot of working out on the Saints field. And I'm going to tell you, he looks like he's about 250 right now. They have him listed at 285, 284. But to me, he walked right past me, and he looks like he's about 250, which is down 30, 40 pounds where he was last year. So he's committed, and everybody we talked to, Jordan Poole, Sadiq Bey, guys who are coming aboard, Kayvon Looney, guys who have won NBA titles, when you mention Zion's name, they don't just say he's doing great. They have an expression on their face, their eyebrows raised, how much they think how good he can be. And this is guys, Jordan Poole and Sadiq Bey, who won, Kayvon Looney, who won with the Golden State Warriors. They say he's a transitional kind of player, the kind of player that can lift a whole program up to the next level. And both of those guys played with Steph Curry, and they know what it takes a talent like that can do to a program. And they both feel Zion can be a very special player in the NBA.
Knock on wood, he can stay healthy throughout the season. Another guy I really like on this basketball team is Trey Murphy. I know he's coming off of a shoulder injury, which he had repaired, but he looked to be right on the verge of being a star player in the NBA, okay? He ain't just above average. He was right on that verge of being that star player. Your thoughts on Trey Murphy and what he brings to the Pels this season?
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's interesting you mentioned him. He's 25 years old. Of course, everybody knows he's a sharpshooter, 6'8". But, you know, he tore his labrum last March, and his rotator cuff injury, his right shoulder, kind of put him on a shelf. But he averaged 21.2 points a game, 5.1 rebounds. He hit 45.5% from the field and 36% from three-point land. Now, I'm going to talk about 3 points. The last 2 years, guys, he has hit 327 three-pointers in 110 games. That's about three-pointers per game. The leading three-point shooter in Pelican history is Drew Holiday. He hit on 628 three-pointers throughout his career. So Trey Murphy is right behind him. In just two seasons, 327 three-pointers. That's his game. He has the green light, and Joe Dumars and Willie Green have said, once he passes half court, Trey Murphy's got the green light. He sees his shot. He can take it.
So, Renee, I wanted to ask you about one thing that Trey had said, one thing that Zion had kind of mentioned. Herb Jones also was asked this question. They all had different answers, which I thought was pretty interesting about, you know, the quote-unquote disrespect from the national media, where every single outlet, whether it be The Athletic, whether it be ESPN, was just slamming Joe Dumars' first offseason in New Orleans as the lead executive here replacing David Griffin. And Trey had, like, the kind of funny answer almost where he's just like, I've been screenshotting all these different tweets and posts and everything like that and keeping it in a folder on my phone. And then Zion's just like, I used to be like that, and now I'm just saying, all right, if they have that opinion, let them have that opinion. We're going to prove everyone wrong. And then Herb's just like, I don't pay attention to it at all. So I thought that was kind of interesting that each of these Pelicans' three core pieces has kind of a different perspective on how the national media has been viewing the Pelicans all offseason and really kind of talking down on this team.
Well, you know, Charlie, that's interesting because Joe Dumars, we've had a chance to talk with him four or five times. And, you know, he stresses you can't appoint leadership. And he's those guys you just mentioned, those are all leaders. And, of course, Joe Dumars is a four-time All-NBA defensive player, first team. He stresses that kind of hard kind of basketball. He played in over 1,000 games. He was a two-time NBA champion, an NBA Finals MVP. And the thing that Joe Dumars has stressed the times we've spent with him, he stresses chemistry and character in the building and accountability and toughness. And he says he thinks he's got that in this building. He says sometimes people look at a roster and feel like you don't have the best players, but we have the best chemistry. I feel like we're putting together a team that has great chemistry and character. He stresses character is a main thing, accountability. And if you cannot be accountable for yourself, we don't need you no matter how good you are. So he's got that message across, and Zion, for one, has really said how much Joe Dumars has stressed to him that he is held accountable, and he's got benchmarks, and he's people are looking to him to carry this team and make a difference, and Zion understands that. But Joe Dumars has got his point across that he wants this team to be held accountable and play kind of like the Detroit Pistons, that bad boy, kind of hard knocks kind of style basketball, maybe not the same type. But he wants them to be accountable and play 100% every time you step between the lines.
Absolutely, and the consistent effort is something that Dumars has mentioned multiple times. I want to ask you, because you brought it up earlier, kind of the pieces that they brought in this offseason with Kevon Looney, Sadiq Bey, but the name that kept coming up in almost every presser that I was listening to was Jordan Poole. And Trey Murphy had mentioned it himself that, you know, Jordan Poole's a tireless worker. He's someone that, as Joe Dumars said himself, is quote-unquote, like, obsessed with basketball. And we know what he was able to accomplish early on in his career with Golden State, but, you know, the last year with Washington, people have different views of Jordan Poole, like the kind of, I guess, range of outcomes that people think that he can provide this Pelicans team is either that, oh man, he's still a winner that can help a team make the postseason, make the playoffs, or maybe that he was a kind of empty calories guy like he kind of was with the Washington Wizards. So I just want to get your thoughts on what you think of Jordan Poole. It seems like his teammates have really connected with him early on, and he could at least be a really, really good piece of the locker room, if nothing else.
Well, Charlie, you and I think a lot alike. I think Jordan Poole is going to be the biggest addition to this team this offseason. He's a 26-year-old guy who played in 412 NBA games. He won an NBA title with the Warriors. He played as a, along with Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, and he was along the same lines as a sharpshooter as those guys. As you mentioned, Joe Dumars did say he's obsessed with basketball. Last year, he averaged 20.5 points a game. He hit 42% from the field, 34.5 from three-point land, and he dished out 4.5 assists. He's a combo guard. He's a big guy, and he can play point guard or shooting guard, and he's going to hold on that spot until Javonte Murray comes back off his Achilles injury. But Jordan Poole might be the biggest addition because he can really air it out and he can be a game changer, kind of like a Brandon Ingram. He has that kind of ability that he can change a game with a shot.
Last question for you, Renee. You spent a first-round pick a year ago on Yves Mise. I remember we had Jen Hale came on with us before the season, and she was like, Mike, everybody's telling me that he is going to be a lot better than people think he's going to be. That he's picked up this game very quickly, and he's like, you know, okay, it's not really that difficult. Now, that transition from college basketball to the NBA, that's always that way. What are you expecting this year from Mise? Who, man, you saw it in spurts last year. He's got a chance to be a very good player at the NBA level.
Well, you know, it's interesting because we talked to Kevon Looney, who won three NBA titles with the Warriors, and he's kind of joined at the hip with Meese right now, and Looney's played in 600 NBA games. His forte is rebounding. Looney has hit almost 58% of his shots from the field, and he's teaching Meese his skill set, how to be a good shooter, how to pick his shots, how to set picks. He loves setting picks, Looney does, and Meese has said how much of an impact that Looney has had on his career, short career, the time they spent together. So I think Meese is going to make a giant step. He said he spent some time this offseason, guys, reshaping his body. He's a lot more confident when he does. He's a lot stronger. And Meese said he's ready for the next step. And I think you're going to see a much better version of Meese this year than last year.
Renee, thanks so much for joining us. Man, just stay healthy. You know, because I think this team could surprise some people. But you got to stay healthy. And that's been a real issue with the Pelicans the last couple seasons. But, again, the key piece, Zion.
Well, you're right, guys. And you know, Mike, no matter what sport you're talking about, when your opponents underestimate you, that's the best spot to be in. And everybody is underestimating the New Orleans Pelicans.
Renee, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always love when you come on, buddy. Take care.
Greg, you have a great day, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Renee.
All righty. Renee Nato does a great job covering not only the prep scene, but also the NBA, college football, the NFL. We'll be back to finish it off here in hour number two of Sports Talk right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Finishing up here in hour number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, I want to thank Mark Schlereff for coming on with us. He had another engagement, but, man, glad to get that 10 minutes with Mark, and along with Renee Nato, who covered the Pelicans press conference today. Charlie, you know, and I hear it, and it's from a lot of locals that were complaining about the Pels. They cautiously, and I say, I use that term, cautiously optimistic this year because of the talent and the depth that the Pelicans have this season. Now, last year, that got wiped out. Well, talent did, certainly, because of injuries.
Right.
But it's a little bit cautiously optimistic, but you can almost sort of feel it with people saying, hey, you know, Ben, this can come together for this basketball team 2025-2026.
It's like the national media is just ignoring some of the players on this roster. Yes, they had 21 wins last year, but look at the injuries that they dealt with. Mike, if this team can stay healthy, like you said, and have their core pieces play a majority of the season, they have the talent to be a really good squad. And it just feels like everyone, ESPN, The Athletic, The Ringer, all of them are just ignoring that fact. And it's been pretty frustrating all offseason.
Hey, we'll have a lot more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this news break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.